It is certainly no secret that the city of Flint is wrestling with some pretty huge challenges. A water crisis, high crime rates, a shrinking population. But a recent story in the New York Times sheds light on an interesting trend. Despite its difficulties and dangers, international students are coming to Flint. The piece was written by Gordon Young, who is from Flint, is now a senior lecturer in communication at Santa Clara University. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Cynthia. Glad to be here.
As you say in your story, Gordon, Flint is not, as you put it perfectly, a fun-loving college town like Ann Arbor. That these international students had hundreds of choices, and they chose Flint. Why?
In many ways, it's sort of a practical matter. The Kettering University and U of M Flint offer the degrees that international students tend to look for, which is business and computer science and medical fields. But the interesting thing that I found out, and I talked to more than three dozen students while I was in Flint reporting the story, is that a lot of them have very little knowledge of Michigan, let alone Flint. And what they're looking for is a degree from a U.S. college or university. That is what they are trying to get. And for them, unlike a lot of American students, where they get it doesn't matter as much for some students.
So it's less a matter of a deliberate, intentional decision to go to Flint. It's more, I need a degree, I want a degree from an American school, and I don't care which one and where.
Exactly, especially in the case of U of M Flint. The students at Kettering, which is an engineering school, formerly General Motors Institute, those students tend to be more directional in that they want an automotive and engineering experience. But the students at U of M Flint, many of them, they just wanted to study in the United States. And for a few, they looked on a map and said, well, Flint's only an hour from Ann Arbor, and it's a lot cheaper. So how different could these two places be? And of course, when they arrive and then visit Ann Arbor later, they find out.
And as you found, some students decide they don't want to stick it out in Flint. And you talked to one student who did transfer to Ann Arbor. But most really do stick it out, don't they?
Yeah, the graduation rates for the international students are very high, and they're much higher than the general student population at U of M Flint, which is largely a commuter school with a lot of part-time students. They tend to stay, and they tend to get their degrees. And in many cases, the students I talked to, they didn't even consider the possibility of leaving university and heading back home. It just, they had made a lot of sacrifices to get to Flint and to be in an American college or university, and they were going to get their degree. They were very focused, and they just didn't even consider the possibility of leaving.
Gordon, give us an idea, what are the main countries that these students are coming from?
Primarily, the students in Flint are from China, India, Saudi Arabia, and to a lesser extent, Nigeria. And also from South Korea. Those were the main students. But overall, there's nearly 50 different countries represented in the Flint area.
And one might imagine that for a lot of these students, their impressions of America, in quotation marks, come from TV and films. What happens when they land in Flint and they encounter the reality of living in Flint?
Well, it's interesting. One of the students I got very close to, Loxley Wallace, is from Jamaica. But he's from an area called Central Village, which is an impoverished, pretty rough, and often violent area between Kingston and Spanish Town. And he admitted most of his impression of America was based on Hollywood movies. And when he arrived, he discovered, oh, this is very much like the town I came from. So he was sort of unfazed by this. His biggest surprise was that, oh, this can happen in America too, which he hadn't realized. And he adapted quite well. He was in a mentoring program to work with high school kids in Flint. He really reached out to the community because he thought he could empathize with those students in the Flint schools. Other students really struggle a lot more. They are expecting a prosperous city like they've seen in movies and on TV. They know very little about Flint's current history, and they arrive, and it's a pretty rough adjustment. I tell the story of one student who from India, who on her first day, she gets a little tour by another Indian student who's been there for a while, and he just gives her this litany of safety tips, including never wear high heel shoes because assailants can hear you coming because of the click of your heels, and then you can't run away as fast, so you should always wear tennis shoes. Mm. And that really frightened her in the beginning, And over time, she realized kind of the reality of Flint. It does have an astronomical crime rate, but the downtown area is quite safe compared to the rest of the city. So they learn to adjust to their situation.
I'm interested, once they are done, they have these new degrees in hand, Gordon, are they going home or do they want to stay in Michigan or stay in America?
Many of the students want to stay in America. There's very limited green card access to stay, but there is something called the OPT program, which allows them to work in the United States for a set period of time while they're a student and after they graduate. So about half of the students in Flint take advantage of that program. There's no hard numbers on how many of them actually stay in the U.S. after that, but many of the students I talked to plan to return home. Some had obligations to their governments who paid their tuition to come to school to return and work in their home countries. But several of the students I talked to were doing their OPT in Michigan and were hoping to stay in the United States permanently, although again, that depends on whether they can get a green card.
And you did find, as you researched the story, some of these students are indeed achieving the American dream. How so?
Well, one of the students, Abhi, who is from Mumbai, he's in the MBA program and then completed that program and is now completing a computer science advanced degree in Flint. He connected with the neighborhood. His landlord kind of mentored him and took care of him and showed him around the city. He met musicians in town who let him borrow some drums, and he started playing in local bands. He met a woman who is his girlfriend now, and they bought a house together in Flint. And of course, it's one of those Flint housing stories where they bought a pretty nice house for about $9,000, and he's in the process of fixing that up. And he has used OPT to work in the United States, and he would like to stay. But again, there's no guarantee that he will be able to.
Ultimately, and realizing that you are from Flint, four generations of your family are from Flint, what do you think these hundreds of international students mean to the city of Flint?
There's an economic impact that's very obvious. Each student, on average, contributes about $30,000 a year to the local economy, and that's $25 million a year for one of the poorest cities in the country that has a double-digit unemployment rate. And if you look at the real unemployment rate in Flint, including the people who've just stopped looking and aren't on the rolls anymore, there's estimates that it's as high as 40 or 50%. So that is having a huge impact, especially downtown where most of the students are. And because U of M Flint is a commuter school, the international students have this outsized impact on cultural life because they're there. They're living near campus or on campus. So you walk through the student union and there are just all these events from countries all over the world. And it really does have a cultural impact on a city that's known, for its history as a factory town, a GM town. And the other thing that I found fascinating is that these students often have no knowledge of Flint's past. And that sounds bad in a way, but for a city that has struggled for years with this kind of past when things were going really well, it had one of the highest per capita income levels in the nation, to what it's become now, it was kind of refreshing to see students who weren't trying to get Flint back to what it was in the 50s. They were taking Flint for what it is now and making the best of it and trying to make it a better place.
And the flip side, what has Flint meant to these students?
Oh, I think that numerous students told me that they are having good classroom experiences, of course, but they feel that they understand America now. They realize they had a very naive sense of what the United States was like. They thought it was this land of limitless prosperity everywhere. And I think their eyes were open to the reality of the United States, that it's a warm and welcoming place because these students have been welcomed by Flint residents who are just happy that someone's coming to a place where usually people leave. And they're also, the students are just seeing that, you know, America isn't a Hollywood movie. It's this is the reality of the United States. There are cities that are really struggling. And I think they're getting an education in the classroom and especially outside of the classroom.
Gordon Young's story, International Students Find the American Dream in Flint, can be found at nytimes.com. It is a really interesting story. Gordon, so glad to have the chance to talk with you today on Stateside.
Well, thanks very much. It was glad to be here.